There aren't many alternatives to the big three credit ratings agencies, Moody's, Fitch, and Standard & Poor's, but NPR's Cindy Rodriguez reports on a startup agency in New York City that wants to offer a different approach.
For more than 30 years, Jules Krull ran an international company that investigates, among other things, financial fraud and corruption for foreign governments and corporations. Digging up information on embarrassing problems that can lead to scandal, lawsuits, and ultimately lost revenues was his specialty. Krull sold the company for more than $1 billion. Now, the 68-year-old plans to take his investigative expertise and apply it to creating a credit rating agency.
I saw this as another version of due diligence, that you really look hard at what the underlying facts are, and then you rate them, which is what we've done for years, but in a different context.
Krull says his rating agency won't just rely on arithmetic modeling like the big three were doing. Instead, he says his bond raters will look at the lending terms of the actual mortgages being packaged and do physical inspections of a sampling of properties, the kinds of things he says the current firms fail to do.
There has been virtually no skepticism, virtually no fact-finding. It has been the acceptance of what's presented by the people seeking to raise the money.
The people seeking to raise the money are financial institutions such as Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and others. Whether they misled the credit rating agencies is currently under investigation by New York's Attorney General. While the reputations of credit rating agencies are getting badly damaged, it's investors like pension funds and other institutions that have lost billions of dollars, a fact Krull is keenly aware of.
It's really time for the investment institutions to take charge of their own destiny.
He's been soliciting them and expects pension funds in particular to own up to 40% of his company, giving them substantial power over how ratings are conducted.
They owe it to themselves. They owe it to the people whose money they are managing.
Krull says he'll try to get 20 pension funds to sign on with him by the end of the year. California's Public Employees Retirement System, or CalPERS, wouldn't comment on whether it's interested in Krull, but it did make clear the institution feels duped by credit rating agencies. CalPERS is currently suing Moody's, Fitch, and Standard & Poor's, claiming they helped structure three investments that ended up collapsing despite having AAA ratings. Hundreds of millions of dollars were lost. In press reports, Standard & Poor's and Fitch have both called CalPERS' claims baseless and without merit. Lawrence White is an economics professor at New York University's Stern Business School. He's been closely following the failures of the credit rating agencies that stand accused of giving in to financial firms that were threatening to take their business elsewhere if they didn't receive desirable ratings.
The issuers did make those kinds of threats. There was shopping around that was going on, and the rating firms succumbed.
White believes increasing competition among credit rating agencies is key to reforming the current system. And once there are more options, he says the markets will decide who's got the most accurate ratings. Krull plans to release his first ratings in July. Cindy Rodriguez, NPR News, New York.